The Marlins looking for a sweep of Tuesday's doubleheader against the Phillies after taking game one. Let's pick it up top one. The Fish looking to build on a 1-0 lead.
Pitch swung on and driven high and deep left center field, long gone, way up into the seats over the 387 mark. Marcell Ozuna with a two-run home run up the alley in left center. His second of the day, his 29th of this season. And the Marlins with a three spot in the first. They lead it 3-0. 2-0. Swung on, hit high in the air, deep right center. That one is going to go as it is into the bullpens. Christian Yelich, almost a carbon copy of the three-run home run that Ichiro hit. Almost the exact same location. For Yelich, it's his 14th of the season. And that three-run home run will put the Marlins up 6-0 here in the second. And that is going to do it for Nick Pivetta.
Another pitch, swing and a line drive, deep right field. That ball is gone. Goodbye. Off the auxiliary scoreboard. What an at-bat for Andres Blanco. 14 pitches, and he hits the 14th for a two-run home run, his second of the Twin Bill, his third of the season, and this is now a 6-3 ball game.
He's 1-for-2 in the game.
Swing, and a fly ball hit to deep right center field. That ball's way back there. Yelich to the fence, reaches up, and did he make the catch? He did! He robs a home run from Nick Williams. Kristen Yelich, spectacular grab over the fence right in front of the Philadelphia bullpen.
0-for-1. He swings and hits it in the air to right center. Stanton on the run, reaching out. He dives and he got it. Oh, great catch by Giancarlo Stanton in the alley in right center field. He robs Perkins of extra bases. What a grab.
The Marlins sweep the Twin Bill following a 7-4 win. Jose Urania works 5 innings for the win as he improves to 5-1 in his last 7 starts. Nick Pivetta's outing of an inning and a third, the shortest of his career. It was a long day at the ballpark on Tuesday for the Phillies as they were swept in a doubleheader at the hands of the Marlins by a 12-8 score in Game 1 and a 7-4 final in Game 2. Here was Philadelphia skipper Pete Mackinnon.
Well, tough day for the Phillies. Got beat 2 games. Pivetta just didn't have it. After coming off a pretty good game in San Diego, he just didn't have it. There's not a lot you can say about it. Put our bullpen in a bind, but I made notes because I don't want to forget anybody. Morgan Ramos, Rios looked good. Therrien did a good job, and Milner did a real good job. We hit some home. Whitey hit 2 home runs today. Williams with a home run, a bomb, but he also got robbed. They played good defense against us. Williams was robbed of a 2-run home run, and Stanton robbed Perkins, which could have led to something. So we had some opportunities, just didn't capitalize, and the pitching was a problem.
Does Pivetta have to go back?
Yeah, he's got to go back and finish his sentence.
Do you guys plan to keep starting him eventually? He can come back?
We're going to talk about it after I finish here.
He had 8 home runs. That's just exactly.
I know it's a shame we hit all those home runs. Good to see Tommy Joseph get closer to where he's supposed to be, and Hoskins, of course, he's gonna be fine. Didn't do enough.
Williams' home run,
crushed it. The one that would have been halfway or three quarters of the way up the batting eye, you know, it was to the right of that. But
continue to be impressed with what he's been able to do since he got promoted.
Yeah, he's got well above average power, and it's good to see. He made a nice diving catch. Just fell short.
They're pretty hot. You've always kind of impressed with their lineup.
They've got 2 hitters that are right near 100 RBIs already, and the rest of their lineup is pretty good. You know, Yelich is a good hitter, and D. Gordon. They're tough. If you don't make good pitches, you know, pitch well, you're going to get burnt. And up until today, we've pitched them pretty well. I mean, we handled Stanton pretty well. He hit the home run, but we did a decent job. You know, you're getting back to Pivetta. You know, young pitchers take their lumps, and he took some lumps today. They don't develop overnight.
That Whitey at bat, was that about as good of a bat as you've seen all season?
That was a great at bat. He really battled. You're talking about grinding out at bats. That's what he did. He even lost his bat doing it.
From where you were on the field, how hard was that rain coming down the last 2 outs?
It was coming down substantially. So if we would have continued playing, I don't know if they would have taken us off the field or not. I was running out of pitching.
The Phils look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Mark Leiter Jr. He'll be opposed by Justin Nicolino.